You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You pour your time and energy into your kids as they grow, and then one day they're busy pouring their time and energy into raising families of their own. And it changes your relationship dynamic. Well, my next guest believes that dynamic doesn't have to change too much. She finds the way she uses to connect with her young children also applies to connect with her adult children. She's the mom to 8, grandma to 3, and she's got an eye for design. Rebecca Frederick joins me. I'm like, Grandma, we went to high school together.
I know, so we did. Isn't this fun to get to like, see
wait,
each
I'm
other?
Not a grandma. I will be a grandma.
It's all right.
Someday,
you will before.
Okay, so you're the mom of 8. So
I
tell
am.
Me a little bit about your
yeah,
family.
Yeah, well, it's such a privilege to be here. So my husband and I have lived in the Salt Lake area for about 26 years. We had 8 children in about 10 and a half years. So our home was buzzing with a lot of energy and chaos, but it was such a gift to have all of those beautiful children. So 5 of my 8 are now married, and I've got my youngest who's a senior in high school. So my oldest is 28. My youngest is a senior at East High School. So
oh,
our lives have changed a little bit. And
look
I just,
at that.
I know.
And
it's
you guys
crazy.
Both came from huge families too.
Well,
so
I
you're
didn't.
Used to it.
I'm the oldest of 4.
Oh,
my
okay.
husband came from a huge family.
That's right.
But yeah, you do. You pour a lot of energy into that. And I spent a lot of years working in the schools, the public schools, and with my community. And life evolves, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And so you really found that connecting with your adult children, you find, isn't that different from what you did when they were young?
Yeah, I think it's really true. I've always felt like attention and accolades matter to both young children, and that really transposes itself to older children. I think that our children want to be seen and heard and celebrated and loved, and those same principles that apply with those little people definitely translate to older children.
Well, all the things you just said apply to me.
I know, exactly. We all feel the
yeah,
same
those
way.
Yeah, those work for everyone. Okay, so you have come up with 4 ways that parents can connect better with their adult children.
Yeah.
Because I do know that some parents do struggle with this, and a lot of it has to do with the kids. It's
yeah.
like a two-way street, right?
You're right, you're right.
But maybe these 4 things could help people. And the first one is greetings matter.
Yeah, kind of a simple thing, but I feel like greetings are magic. And I grew up in a home where my parents literally would light up every time we came into the home or met them somewhere, from the time I was young to even when I was a little bit older. And it is incredible the kind of confidence and security that that can give you. There's a power when somebody greets you in a beautiful way. And I feel like that's really transposed to my older children. I feel like the way that I talk with them, that I answer a phone call, the hug, the touch, the way I greet them, it can be very powerful and sets a beautiful stage for connecting.
Yeah, so talk to me about when a grandkid, or more importantly, your adult children, because
yeah,
that's what we're talking
yeah.
about. When they come to your home, what does that look like?
That looks like me running to the front door, yelling out their name, opening my arms with a hug, some sort of a touch point on a level. You're here. You know, I'm not ignoring them as I'm continuing to cook or do different things. And I think it's easy to just get busy. And when the door opens or closes, our family's really kind of big into I'm home, I'm here. And I love to be able to greet them whenever they do that, especially these adult children when they come back in and grandchildren. I think the power of touch is important as well, too. I think if you can have a moment where you connect with them physically, whether it's a hug or a kiss on the cheek or a greeting, I think it's
yes.
I think it matters.
Okay, well, I feel good that I kissed you on the cheek.
Thank
when
you.
I saw
we
you
did.
Today.
We
okay,
do.
Let's talk about love side by side. What do you mean by that?
Well, I felt like as a young mother, I was often taught that the best way to connect with your children is when you're engaging with them side by side, not necessarily talking at them. And I feel like, again, that really translates to adult children. And that can look like a lot of different things because it's hard when they move out of the home. But I thought to myself not long ago, I had to buzz to Costco. And I decided to go to a Costco in an area where a child lived. And I just made a quick phone call and said, you just want to come in with me for 15 minutes. I'm just running in to grab a few things. Or it might look like blueberries on sale. Can I come grab you and let's go buy the blueberries? Or maybe we're running out for a drink. Let's run to thirst. You know,
yeah.
let's run and just grab something quick to eat. It might be a hike. It might be a walk. But it does feel like getting kids in a car, getting them away and just doing something together is connecting. And I think there's simple ways you can do that.
Yeah, because we talk about that a lot with our teenagers, you know, like you can always have a deeper conversation driving because
yeah.
it's not intense one-on-one. So that's kind of a similar situation. Plus that gives you one-on-one time.
It does. It's kind of amazing. It's been a great way. Think about where they are, where they're at, where they're working. Do they have a 10-minute break at work? Can I buzz by and grab you and run and grab a taco somewhere? It makes a big difference.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, utilize your phone. We got to use
them,
right?
You know what? They're such a gift. And so so many ways, and I think as a parent especially, and I think a lot of us do this, but, you know, have a family text chain, have a fun name for it, include podcasts. There's so many great musical things that you can add on there. I read an awesome book, and you share that with the kids. Or, oh, guess what? There's this great new movie out. You might want to look into it. I think it's a really great way. There's a joke. There's a silly family joke. I think that's a great way to connect. And then I was just talking to a friend. I have individual text chains with all of my children. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the power in those quick little notes. I know you've got a test today. It's a job interview. Good luck. I saw this darling sweater at Target. It went on sale. Maybe you'd be interested. I think it's such a great and powerful resource, the phone is.
Yeah, and that is one of those ways that you can connect with those if they don't live nearby.
And I've got children out of state, and it's a great way to stay connected.
I love that. And a lot of times that gets parents involved on those social media networks,
yeah,
which they may not otherwise. The only
Absolutely.
Reason I'm on Snapchat is to follow my kids.
There's no question.
And people do Marco Polo or all these other ways, so I think that's
And it's
so
really
fun.
It's a great way to connect as a family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and your last one is to maintain family rituals, which is so important.
I know. When I was younger, I would get a little bit overwhelmed by traditions. I've always loved the idea of rituals because I think that they seem a little more simple and broken down. And so for me, a ritual might be, oh, we make a certain meal every Sunday morning, or during a certain time of year, we take a walk to the park often, or during a certain month, I light a certain candle. Anything that's a ritual for your family that can kind of feel familiar for them. And just recently, I had a chance to gather my children. Every year, we kind of come up with a family mantra. And it's different year to year, depending where the kids are at. And sometimes we'll work together on coming up with those, or I'll have a suggestion. But this year, we're talking about being builders and building our places where we live and building where we work and building our neighborhoods. And I made these little quotes that my kids, it's so fun, as I've traveled to each of their different homes and where they've lived, they'll have that up on their door or on their fridge. And that's such a great way to connect your family. We've got our own little family mantra for the year.
Yeah, and is that some, when do you put that together?
It feels ritualistic. I do it in the beginning of the school year, when we so often do.
And you all get together.
We get together and we just talk a little bit about what we want to do as a family this year. And it's just one more little ritual that kind of connects you. On kind of a powerful way.
And what a great way to get all of you thinking kind of about the same thing and maybe make some goals around that mantra each year.
It's been really beautiful to be able to do it. And exceptionally fun to go into these homes of these kids and see the same quote in every home.
And you do it every year.
We've done it every year.
Rebecca, what a great idea. Okay, so for people who are wanting more of these types of ideas from you, where's the best place to reach out?
Well, I do have an Instagram, R. Frederick & Co. And then I'm just in the neighborhood. I'm around. I'm all over the place at the schools and things, so.
Okay, so you can catch her at the school, or you can catch her on Instagram?
No question.
Thanks so
good
much,
to see
Rebecca.
You.